pink fabric was like a dream come true. When a servant brought in her mother's diamond necklace, everybody in the room stopped speaking. Maria Teresa admired the beauty of the clear crystals that sparkled from afar. Elizabeth Christine took the necklace from the opened velvet box and put it on the table next to the enormous mirror in the golden frame. All the ladies and servants stepped away from Maria Teresa and watched as her mother, sister Maria Anna, and two servants helped the bride into her pink gown. Then they brushed her hair and pinned it around her head. After that, they took a white cap and put it on Maria's head and made sure that it covered all of her golden brown locks. The wardrobe mistress opened a tall wooden box, and out of it she took a wig with big curls as white as snow. After putting it on Maria's head, she sprayed it with a flower perfume. The dressing was complete after the diamond necklace was hung around the beautiful bride's neck. Maria Teresa was looking at her reflection in the mirror, and she knew she was beautiful. She couldn't wait to see Francis's reaction. He, on the opposite side of the palace, was, instead of dressing up, having another long and tiresome conversation with his mother Elizabeth, the Duchess of Lorraine. The wedding negotiations had taken a long time and had resulted in Francis having to give up the Duchy of Lorraine and let it become a part of Poland for some time. Instead, he was supposed to be given Tuscany and to rule there. "Francis, please don't do it. Think about it. There is still time," she begged. Francis did not want to argue. It took him a long time, and his heart was heavy, but he had made up his mind. "I don't want to talk about politics today, Mother. It has been signed and settled, but I was promised Tuscany to rule, and..." He stepped closer to her and took her hand. "I will make sure that you have everything you need and everything you desire." The Duchess angrily pulled her hand away and said, "I can't be happy for you. You know that. She is not worth it." "I disagree," said Francis calmly, and continued after a long pause. "And I still expect you to be by my side at the church. The wedding starts in 2 hours. Please get ready. We are leaving soon." When Maria Teresa entered the church door, the bell was chiming 6 o'clock. She stood there for a moment, trying to remember the sounds and smells of perfumes and thousands of lit candles. They created a spectacular scene. Everything looked as if it was made out of gold. Her younger sister standing behind her coughed a little to get Maria's attention, and she was successful. Maria Teresa recovered and slowly made her way to the altar. As she walked, she greeted the members of the nobility standing on the side with a little nod. The church stood in complete silence while the crowds outside were cheering loudly. Maria passed Francis's mother, who looked the other way. She still gave her a warm smile and hoped that somebody would tell her afterwards. Then she met Francis's eyes, and she was lost. Everything that happened was like a play that she was watching, instead of being the lead actress. The priest was speaking in Latin, and then they both agreed to marry each other. Francis and Maria exchanged rings and shared their first kiss as a married couple. When they turned around to leave the church, Francis said, "I am so happy to have married you. I am planning to make you happy 1,000 times more, Maria Teresa replied. The dinner after the ceremony was long, at least for Maria Teresa and Francis. They couldn't wait to be alone in their bedroom. The protocol did not allow them to talk to each other in public alone for all the time before the wedding. They had to pretend that they did not see each other, even when they were in the same hall. So they came up with crazy plans to meet and at least smile at one another. But that was over. Now they were husband and wife, and they could be together.